I'm just Christian.
Okay, well, that's exactly what we're supposed to do. Read it, follow it. And on that card I gave you has the gospel on there. Most people don't preach that. What they do is they just preach belief. Mm-hmm. And belief isn't enough because the demons believe like that.
Yeah, well.
And then we have to repent.
Right.
It's changing of our ways, so you know what repentance is.
I agree.
Changing from who we were to changing our mind to following after Christ. And then being born again. Do you know about that?
Yes, for sure. Okay. I am.
Transformed
I'm there.
By the Holy Spirit.
I'm
right.
ready for him to come back.
Right. And then obedience is another one that a lot of them don't. They stop. Some of them get all the way up to being born again, and then they stop at the obedience.
Yeah.
And people aren't obeying. And why does Jesus say to go away from him? Because he never knew us?
Yeah.
Worker of iniquity, which means transgressor of God's law.
Yeah.
So we encourage people, the obedience. A lot of the man-made church systems are not teaching that.
You can
well,
go
we haven't found them yet.
They just went by. You can go if you want.
And then we teach people they have to endure in that. Because you can't get it and have it unconditional. Because God's love isn't unconditional. There is a condition. We have to keep his commands.
Mm-hmm.
And then do you believe that you can lose the hope of salvation if you don't obey?
Only if you, you're the only one that can take yourself out of his hand.
Right,
so.
You're exactly right.
Yeah.
Yeah, people like to use that and say, see, nobody can take me out of his hand.
Well, you can.
You can, right. A lot of people don't understand that.
Yeah.
So what we're out here to do is call people out of the culture, out of the world, to forsake all the sins of the world.
Well, now it's really on, because those that take the snake bite are of this world.
Yeah, the Mark of Beast system is coming, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Right. So we're encouraging people to shed all this, shed the world, come out, be the ecclesia, the called out ones.
Mm-hmm.
It means you're in this world, but you're not of it. And then get into God's word and obey. And I write on a blog for Christian women, helps mm-hmm. women become godly women. He's got, on our website, he's got tons and tons of teachings that help people see through the deception. Because Jesus said there'd be a lot of deceivers, right?
Oh, yeah.
False teachers all over, on every corner.
I mean, there's preachers right now saying, you know, you don't take it, you can't come in to their church.
Oh, right, right, yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yep. A lot of them are pushing the COVID, the vaccine and stuff. Yeah, I don't see that's the mark of the beast, but it certainly is training people. It's training people to line up in that system. The wide road.
Yeah.
Jesus said the way is narrow.
Right. And they're already scanning people's foreheads, temperature.
Right.
Oh,
they're getting the whole system set up. Yep. So what people will do is they'll just line right up with it when it comes right down to it. We're not going to be fooled about the mark. We're going to know what it is because we have to make a choice.
Right.
But people by that time, the younger generation, are going to be conditioned right into it. Our grandchildren are really small, and they're used to wearing the masks to school. And they say they see through it, but their little minds are going to be warped to be lining up for everything as they grow up. So he's after
conditioned.
Right. So not only just that coming, but people need to get their lives in line with Christ well before then, because by then it could definitely be too late.
That's not much time.
No, and we don't even know if we have tomorrow, right?
No.
Today's evil enough. We're supposed to worry about today. You and I could die tomorrow. Any of these people could. And the way is so narrow, most of these people could perish.
Okay.
Feel free. I'll catch up. I'll find you.
So you don't belong to any kind of organization or nothing? Like a home fellowship or something? Or?
I watch some preachers online once in a while, and
I'd be careful. Like, who do you watch? Just curious.
J.D. Farag, and
not familiar with him.
Charles Lawson.
Not familiar with him either. Okay.
Sorry.
No. That's fine. We always just encourage people to test people, because if you would have named off some names that I knew, and they would be big, and they'd probably be false teachers, because he's got a website that exposes people, not out of maliciousness, but to help the person themselves and the ministries, you know? Because people, not like you, but people will come up and say, well, what about my church? My church teaches from the Bible.
Yeah.
And so we'll look it up for them, and we'll test it to the Word of God. And if it doesn't line up with the Word of God, put a testing up to warn that person and all the people that go there. And so, he's got a... Oops, I'm sorry. a website that does that, and I don't know those people there, but we just encourage people. Okay, here's another thing. Following people online, this is what he teaches men. I'm not saying you're following. I don't want to imply that. You're listening. You want to be careful not to take teaching from somebody that you can't have direct contact with and test. Because if he teaches something and you can't have contact with him, he's just putting it into you. And I'm not saying women should be like correcting men because the Bible teaches us we're not to, but you should be able to. Was that your husband?
Yes.
Okay. Is your husband a believer?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes a difference. So I can talk to you about a lot more of this because I don't know what you know about the scriptures. Women don't teach men. And
it was interesting because when all this rolled out, I wasn't really talking too much about him. And he came up and he said, you know, with the pushing all this
COVID stuff, it's like
the mark of the beast, because, you know, he's heard me say it before, to watch out.
Your light shining.
And he said it, and just like,
so God can use seeds, because you know 1 Peter 3, you can win your husband without a word, potentially. I mean, were to be quiet and not go after them with the word if they're disobedient to the word, but share whatever it is they'll allow us to. And I don't have that problem because he is a believer. We were born again about the same time,
well,
so praise God for that.
I got saved after we got married, so it's just one of those things.
Can I help you on that word saved?
No.
Most of the time people who use that word saved, I'm just helping you out for a future, so like when you talk to somebody, they're usually Calvinists that use the word saved. Because we're not saved yet, right? We can't be saved until we die.
True.
But if you died right now and you're walking in all his ways in obedience, you have that hope of that, and you would be. So I'm just helping you on that word, because the Calvinists use that word. So if you say that to somebody, they might just assume you're a Calvinist.
Oh, I have no idea what they believe.
Calvinists? Oh, they say once you're born again, you can never lose your salvation no matter what. Like Charles Stanley, a big false teacher, he says you can even turn against God, and he's just going to like magically, like a magnet, pull you right up into heaven. It was started by a murderous heretic, John Calvin.
I've heard of him.
I just don't know.
I'm just helping you out because, so you can understand a little bit more. That's some of the things that we have to go up against. But it's nice to know that you're not involved in any kind of religious organization, and you're not getting the teaching. Be very careful about who you listen to online. Test them to the word. In fact, this is what we do. We encourage people at a time, unless you do. Okay, let me just throw something out here. Christmas and Easter. You realize that's pagan?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
You don't practice it or anything?
Not Packer Monday. I preached at the Packer game. I never saw more paganism in my
life. Because there's a lot of battles with family.
Right. I would encourage you to study that, because if you know, James says to him who knows to do good and doesn't do it, it's sin. So if you know it's pagan and God commands his people not to practice pagan ways, and you participate, now you've just lifted those people up over God. Just helping you out on that. Most of the preachers online are involved in all kinds of sins, that being a big one. And that is a big one. Christmas and Easter are big because they're a counterfeit of truth. And we want to stand in all truth. So I'm just going to encourage you in that. Do your own studies on that. We don't want anybody to just believe what we say. We want people to go with tests. So if you go on our website, he's got a lot of teachings. And what that will do is you'll learn, too, like, because you didn't know about Calvinism.
Yeah.
You'll learn more about that, and we encourage people to test us. You can go ahead and send us an email, since your husband's not a believer. But what we do is we just encourage women to maybe just let them know.
He might secretly be a believer.
Well, he might be seeking or something. But what we do is we encourage women to let their husbands know that they're contacting us and we're talking to them. Because he ultimately is the authority of the home, according to God's word.
True.
And then we can help you out in any way to help you learn, mature.
I mean, he stands the system. He sees the system.
God can use that for people to open up their eyes. If you can see through this world, you might... be open to see
if people don't see this. I don't know. I mean, the control.
Yep, God turns people over to a strong delusion to believe a lie.
I know.
When people's hearts are hardened, he can turn them over. And we're out here to call people out of that. We're here standing and shining in the light to maybe wake some people up, to talk to some sheep.
The vocal ones are...
Oh, we're used to it. We travel all over the country and we hit all kinds of events like this and I had a wonderful talk with a woman who said, wow, I can't believe all the people ignoring and mocking. And she has a heart for the Lord, and I helped her see some things. And
most of the people that believe, they're not screaming back against it like those that don't. So there's more people who would support.
Oh, no, you know what it is? The religious people who go to church hate us the most. He got beat up at a Baptist church.
Wow.
By the people there.
A Baptist church?
Yep, down south.
Wow.
Yeah. Seriously, they get the most violent, the most wicked, the religious. Who killed Jesus? The religious people, the Pharisees, who are dead in their hearts. And that's what we see in American religion today. People going to Sunday church, they worship God for 2 hours or whatever, and then they live like devils the rest of the week. And they're not even doing it biblically when they go into those buildings, which are packed full
calling
of
Americans to repentance.
And they're the ones
today, lifting
that
up
hate it the
Savior.
Worst, mock it the worst. The world will keep on telling you what. We travel
what
all over the country.
On
and we live in a little van.
Why is God
and we sleep next to homeless
kingdom.
People in parking lots. In our van, of course, not on the ground.
Yeah.
And we witness to them. They hug us. They thank us. They're the world. They see more than the religious people. They see the hypocrisy of the religious people. So it's amazing out there. Yeah, be very careful of the people who claim the name of Christ and they're not living biblical. They're the ones that will either hold you right there to where you can't get off old truth, or they pull you back. You're almost better off hanging out with worldly, sinful people than those who are claiming Christ and not fully obeying.
Oh, they're lukewarm.
Yeah, Jesus said he'll spit you out of his mouth. Not you. Spit whoever out of their mouth. Why? Because they're workers of iniquity. They're transgressing his law. They're not obeying him and keeping his commands. So, yeah. Well, it's nice to talk to you. I want to help you out in some areas of women. I know you can see how I dress, and I would never even bring that up if you didn't tell me you weren't born again. Because it comes from the inside. Transformation, Holy Spirit from the inside. And then he transforms our life, right? Just like you're talking about pagan Christmas.
Yeah.
Violent sports, television, news, radio, all the worldly carnal stuff that gets pumped into our head. We shed that, right? And we start coming out of the world. Well, God does instruct his people who, if you're born again, you have the Holy Spirit within you. What is the temple of God today?
Us.
Right.
Inside.
You got it. Our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, and he tells us what to do because it was bought with the blood of Christ, right?
Yeah.
So he tells us, just like in the Old Testament, he said, build a temple with this, and this, right?
Yeah.
That's what he tells us with our bodies today. He teaches women how to cover them. You see how my husband's dress?
Yeah.
God put man and woman in tunics back in Genesis 3, and it hasn't changed since then. So I'm trying to help you out on that, too. It's another way God calls his people out. And in holiness and obedience. So, and I write on a sister's blog, so you can, if you want to check that out, it's on our website.
Yeah, it's on the card.
Yep, don'tperish.com, and we got a teaching blog where he's got that all on there. You can find out. You can send us an email, and we'll help you out on anything. We'll encourage you. So if you're standing alone, and there's no one else with you that's seeing truth, and you're striving, we encourage you. We meet up online with people all over the world. They're scattered. There's very few. And they're on their own. You know, I know some sisters, one in Australia and one on the East Coast. You know, they're all over the place. And I'm encouraging them every day to keep striving on each day. Keep pressing on because it's one more day you've overcome over Satan, right? Revelation 12:11, I just sent it to the sisters and said, we overcome him by the blood of the Lamb, the word of our testimony. And we love not our lives unto death, which means we're willing to forsake everything.
Yep.
Seems like... Oh, right, and you see that.
Oh, yeah. If you don't do this medical procedure, then you can't do this, and you can't do that.
Oh, the noose is narrowing down to pop out the Christians. Well, we see it. It's Satan's kingdom here. This is Satan's kingdom. People are born into his kingdom, and we need to be born into God's kingdom.
50 years of man-made religion.
Yep. So God's doing a work in you. Right, and I can see that in you. That's awesome. I'd love to be able to encourage you. So feel free to send me an email. And it'd be nice to hear from you. What's your first name?
My name is Vanessa.
Vanessa, and I'm Debbie. And that's Jim.
God will judge America.
So feel free to give us a holler sometime. Well, I'd love to talk to you, yeah.
I just want you to know that there's a lot of people that they believe. They're not as vocal as the people who come by and want to mock. You know?
Yeah, we do get that, but see, the problem is, I'm not being rude because you're here. But most people are just wandering around aimlessly filling their lives up with things like this. I'm not saying it's sinful. Come here and eat something. But what's the rest of a person's life? Most of those people who believe, they're still not transformed. They may have a reverence for God. But they're going to be the ones, if they're not obeying and leading the culture, they're the ones that Jesus is going to steal up. We're pressing people on further than that. Because man-made religion, they just leave people right there. We're pressing people deeper into the scriptures because we don't want people to hear those fearful words of away from me, right? Right. So don't let them...
Because I never knew you.
Yeah, you worker of iniquity. Right. Right. So that's what we're here to do, and praise God. It was nice to meet you. Yeah, the one out of the 99 is what we're here for. Unfortunately, or maybe just fortunately, whatever it is, this is all God's will. A lot of this preaching is to the condemnation of those who are rejecting it. But we shine a light for somebody like you, for that other woman. There was a couple other people he was talking to.
There's other people.
They're out there, yeah. But we want to press people on with an urgency because he is coming back and we don't want to be caught in our sin. One willful sin will keep us out of heaven. And call people into holiness and obedience.
Right. I agree.
That's right. That's awesome. All right. Well, it was nice talking to you. Take care.
I'll see you.
All right. Bye-bye.